saci da loro, da voi.
And I'm not trying to hold up the service, but I felt the Lord was just stirring in that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If we have if you're here tonight and you're saved, you feel like you have nothing else to thank God for, you have got a lot to be thankful for salvation. He did something for you that mom and daddy couldn't do, that your kids couldn't do, that nobody else that loves you could do. God loves you so much, He said, I'm going to send my son to die in your place. I still can't comprehend that somebody would love me that much. Boy, what a love He is for us.
Yes, sir.
What a love He is for us. Sing one more song, and then we're going to let Brother Ken come do one more. These altars are open tonight if you want to use them.
Yes. Amen.
It's worthy tonight.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, thank You. A lot of times we come into services like this and the songs just keep coming. Amen. Amen. And some people say, well, I was here for the preaching. But I tell you tonight, I'm here for God to move.
Amen.
That's what I want. I want the Lord to move. I'm here to meet with God. I love my pastor as much as anybody. But I love God more than anything.
Amen.
Preacher, you come on preach tonight. Thank you, ladies.
I was sitting there. The Lord knows my heart.
Yes.
Two things He's nudged my heart. I preached last night on the most dangerous word in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Where Pharaoh said, tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very dangerous decision. Felix told the Apostle Paul, he said, when there's a better time, more convenient time. King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. As God commanded Moses to go to Pharaoh, He said, would you have these frogs to stay? These frogs that surround you that you're living with.
Right.
It's become such a menace to your life. Would you have me to stay those frogs for you? And Pharaoh's response was the most dangerous word in the Bible. Tomorrow. I would hate to know that I could do something tonight.
Right.
That I regretted tomorrow that I didn't do tonight. Then the second thing. The Bible is very clear where He says, rejoice evermore. I'm glad I've got somebody to rejoice in.
That's right. Day. Thank you, God.
Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
A lot of people's trying to find the will of God instead of simply doing the will of God. When you are, God has never instructed us to find the will, but it's always to do the will of God. It's God's will that we be saved. He's not willing that any perish, but that all would come into repentance. God gave His Son for me and you tonight.
Yes, He did.
That's an amazing thing.
Amen.
That God would give His Son. God must have really wanted to fellowship with us in order to give us His Son.
Yes, sir.
Doing the will of God, it's the will of God that would be saved. Are you saved? Do you know that you know that you know that you know? Then it's God's will that we would be separated or sanctified, apart from this old world, loving and serving. And contrary to some of the TV preachers, it's God's will many times that we suffer. Some of the greatest people I know live for God, live a whole life of suffering.
Yes,
Just because you love God don't mean that hard things won't come tonight. But I'm glad we've got somebody to go through hard times with.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's God's will that we be Spirit-filled.
Right.
You say, well, why do we need to be filled? Because we leak.
Sure.
Be filled with the Spirit. Then it's God's will that we say thanks. Thank you. Have you ever felt unappreciated? Have you ever done something so great for somebody and they never gave you the courtesy to say thanks? They were singing a while ago about thank you, Lord. You got anything to thank Him about?
Yes, sir.
Preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through, but yet, down in the recesses of your heart, have you really thought about just how good God's been? We can be raised in a nation like this. That we can be in a church family like this. Food on your table. Did you have anything on your table tonight? We got ready to go to church tonight. We're so blessed we got to pick out what we wanted to wear.
Right.
Many of us to choose what vehicle we drove.
Yeah.
I've got a grandboy named Parker. We should pray for Parker. Parker's 9 years old and God's healed his heart.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
He lays in the church and he cries. Ask me about heaven, ask me about hell. He said, Parker, son, Jesus loves you. And he died for you. When you feel God knocking on your heart, move to Him by faith and accept Him to be your Savior.
Yes, sir.
They were singing a song to be thankful. We are so blessed.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I spend a lot of time with my grandkids when I can. May I tell you this, but I want to say this again tonight and want the ladies to play. Very sober this year at the sea. I feel like the Lord wants us to be thankful.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Exalted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Respond to it.
Sure.
You ever been around somebody that you was good to and they wouldn't respond back to you? Go up north preaching and you'll appreciate Southern hospitality. But Randall walked into a culvert up north. I thought it was customary that everybody said, hey, how you doing? Doesn't seem like you're a bank robber. Have you ever been cordial with somebody and you didn't respond? How it made you feel? You ever thought about how God blows by your soul and you never respond? All that He does for us and we never say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Parker, he went with me to battle one day at the hardware store. For some time, it was out of chemicals for the food, the chlorine. I'd fought
pool for 2 years. I knew the maintenance, the labor, the expense, but my wife won. She had to go head up and down. Run out of the pool, and I come in from preaching. I tell Parker, I said, Parker, come on, come to the store, get some chlorine. Brother John, I pulled in, Parker came in with me, and we walked in the foyer of that little hardware store, and they put in new high shelving for merchandise, and he looked up, and there was a bow on top. We walked by, and he said, Pop, would you give me that bow? I said, no. We didn't come here to get a bow, we come here to get chlorine, so you youngins can swing. Went on back, got the chlorine, brought it out. Said, then he looked, he said, Pop. Said, my daddy won't give me that bow. He said, would you give me that bow? Told the man, I said, sir, get your bow down. Got it and went home. He lifted the stoppers. He was shooting the refrigerator, washing machine. Got on the tractor, went down the field, and I was bush hogging, and he sat on the fender. It's real particular. I had my hand on him riding. And all of a sudden, he got down off the fender, trying to tell me something. I stopped the tractor, turned my bush hog off, put it out in gear, and I went down, and he grabbed me by my jaws. Got right in my face, and this is what he said. Pop, thank you for getting me that bow today. The Spirit of God spoke to my heart. I said, Ken, you'd be thankful to me about that little boy out of the hand. Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know how much better that made me feel?
Yeah.
That he said thanks.
Yeah.
Did you know that was one of the lifelong impressions I'll never forget? That little kid's tender heart said, thank you. Give me that bow. A lot of times we sit in a church service and we that are older, we get accustomed to good things. We get accustomed to good preaching. Good singing. Good family. Sometimes we need to quit what we're doing and say, thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you. You didn't leave me alone. And thank you that you still don't leave me alone.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Amen. He said, preacher, how do you know you say it eternally? Because the God that lives in me, he keeps moving around inside.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
He keeps talking to me. It seems that it's been a year of this service, and I just want to remind him.
Yes, sir.
I want these ladies to play. Oh, there's so many families that get together tonight.
That's right.
Get around these altars. You know, where I pastor, I've been there 25 years. We, too, have a pretty large altar. Brother Brian, Brother John, I've noticed people that used to come to the altar and thank God and trust God, many's quit coming. saved you.
Yeah.
It's the God that's clothing and feeding you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You say, oh, preacher, no, it's my job. No. If God takes the breath of life out of you.
Yes, sir.
Where Jesus said, without me, talking about him, you can do nothing.
That's right.
Nothing. You can do without him.
Man.
Sinner, listen to this old preacher tonight. Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Amen. Yes, he does.
Older saints of God in the church, it seems that maybe you got older and you're non-factual and you say, well, I'm just not much good anymore. Let me tell you, you're very precious in the house of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Anchors.
Yeah.
Encouragers. Young families. There's a man spoke up in prayer room tonight. How the devil has taught him all that. It is a fight.
That's right.
It's a fight of the world, flesh, and the devil. Always has been and always will be. Not bound to the captain tonight.
Yes.
So these ladies will play and sing. I just want to open up these altars tonight, and I really wonder if you got any time to thank God for it. While they sing, would you sing, ladies? Whatever you need, time as you come. Would you be thankful for what the Lord's done for you? What He's doing with you? What you need? Would you just trust the Lord? Sometimes He too likes to hear thank you. And so I say thank you. All of my heart, thank you. Things I don't understand, but yet I thank you because I know you know. And I know you have the best for me and mine. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you. Thank you goes a long way. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I surrender to you. And I thank you. Thank you for others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Good.